I had always lived alone in my two-bedroom condo. Single, I was perfectly comfortable with no children or roommates. My life was scheduled exactly how I liked, from changing the sheets on Sunday to cleaning my adorable cat Venus's litter box on Thursday. Then Kara, my best friend from elementary school, called and begged me to let her 19-year-old daughter Emily live under my roof. Emily had become too difficult for Kara, and I knew she needed and deserved a break. Figuring it couldn't be all that difficult, I acquiesced. As long as Emily followed my house rules, we'd get along perfectly. I put the list of top 10 rules on my refrigerator so there was no need to remind Emily of anything. All was agreed, and one Saturday afternoon, Kara dropped Emily off with a boatload of stuff. It's been almost a month since Emily moved in. Now I know firsthand how difficult it is to live with a wayward teenager. Even though she's almost 20, Emily acts privileged and has an attitude my mother would have put a stop to years ago. She does none of the things that she promised, including to follow my house rules. Whenever I mention what has not gotten done, all she does is loudly argue and then roll her eyes. This has just got to stop. Kara had given me full permission up front to do whatever I felt was necessary to straighten Emily out, even if it meant putting a stop to her behavior, like my mother had done for me years earlier. You see, Kara had witnessed the kind of punishment my mother had inflicted on me when I had an attitude. When we were in 9th grade, she had watched my mother give me a bare-bottom spanking with both her hand and a hairbrush one morning before leaving for school. It was one of the most humiliating experiences of my life, not to mention making it hard for me to sit down in class for the rest of the day. Witnessing my mother pull down my pants, bend me over her knee to give me a hard spanking had left a lasting impression on Kara as well. Though she had never disciplined Emily that way, she felt it may be time, and she knew if anyone could or would do it, it would be me. It was Thursday afternoon, and I came home to a mess in my kitchen. Keeping my kitchen in order was one of my 10 cardinal rules. That was the day the straw broke the camel's back. I went to Emily's room, and she wasn't there. So while I waited for her to arrive home, I did what my mother used to do. I put the kitchen chair in the middle of the living room, and there it sat with the hairbrush on it, waiting. Then I went about my regular Thursday schedule and began cleaning Venus's litter box. Just as I had finished, I heard Emily come through the front door. It sounded like she wasn't alone. My first thought was, good, her friend can stay and watch her get her punishment. While sitting on the couch petting Venus, Emily and her friend Heather walked into the living room gabbing about some boy flirting with them. They were clearly in their own world and had no idea what was about to happen. I interrupted their conversation by telling Emily I had had enough of her not following my house rules. A bit embarrassed with Heather standing there, she hemmed and hawed about something. I ignored her and asked Heather to take a seat beside me. She did. Then, in a calm voice, with Emily standing in the middle of the room looking at the chair with the hairbrush on it, I told Emily that she had broken her promise with me. She was not following my house rules and would have to be punished by receiving a bare-bottom spanking right in front of her friend. Heather immediately started to get up off the couch. I told her to sit down. Uncomfortably, she did. Then I stood up, moved over, and sat down in the chair. Emily's eyes got very big as she realized what I had in mind. Having planned to use my hand first, I placed the hairbrush on the floor next to me, just as my mother had done. That was when Emily started nervously laughing and arguing about how she was too old for a spanking. I explained that she had a choice. Take the punishment now, or move back in with her mother. It only took her a moment to agree to whatever punishment I had in mind. I told her to pull her jeans down and lay across my lap with her bottom up high. I wanted her friend Heather to have a perfect view of Emily's punishment, figuring that the more humiliating and embarrassing it was for both girls, the better my rules would be followed. Emily looked at her friend with sheepish embarrassment and did as she was told. Still angry about my messy kitchen, I began paddling her bottom right away with determination. There were so many reasons she deserved this. Emily tried not to react at first, but after the fifth or sixth swat landing firmly on the middle of her bottom, she finally began to shout how it hurt. I explained that the purpose was for it to hurt. How else was she going to learn that I was serious about my house rules? In fact, by the time I was finished, I expected that Emily would be crying because her bottom would be so sore. This was a lesson I was going to make sure she learned. My spanking over Emily's underpants went on for several minutes. As each smack landed, I thought of each reason she deserved this. Convinced that my mother had the same thoughts going on in her head when she was spanking my bottom, I continued. Then, without an argument from a whimpering girl, I pulled her underpants down to her knees, exposing Heather to her reddening, bare bottom. Now Heather's eyes were wide as she watched me pick up the hairbrush off the floor. I spoke to Emily before beginning with the hairbrush, explaining that when I made house rules, I expected they would be followed exactly, and that the next spankings were meant to really seal the deal of agreement between us. I asked Emily if she understood. With a soft voice, she acknowledged that she did. That was when the wooden side of the hairbrush began landing on her bare ass. Emily's cries from the very first swat clearly reminded me of the brush landing on my own bottom oh so many years ago. My mother had certainly given me something I never forgot. It was my intention to give Emily the same experience. Every time the wood landed on her bottom, Emily cried. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see Heather cringing. Good. The more uncomfortable I made Heather, the more likely Emily was to follow my rules. I continued until Emily's bottom was burning hot and completely red. Then I turned over the brush and explained to Emily that she could expect 10 more swats with the bristle side of my brush. Even though my mother had spanked me softer with the bristles, I could remember how those bristles had taken my spanking to a whole new level of ouch. I told both girls to count them aloud. When I got to number 3, the tears started streaming down Emily's face. Even though she couldn't watch me paddling Emily any longer, I could tell that Heather was crying as well. They both continued to cry as we went on to finish the 10 spanks on her seriously paddled bottom. When I was complete with Emily's punishment, I felt much better. I didn't think she or her friend would ever cross me again. But in case I was wrong, I decided to add a little insurance. As Emily stood up with her pants and underpants down to her ankles, she held her hands over her very sore bottom. I understood. It was still too tender to rub. I spoke up to both girls, saying that if this wasn't a learned lesson, the next time I would need to take Emily's temperature in her bottom, both before and after her paddling. Both girls looked at one another in complete horror. Emily, still crying, gingerly pulled up her pants over her hot behind. Then she and Heather silently went into the kitchen to clean up whatever mess there was. By the time the girls had cleaned the kitchen, Emily was able to rub her bottom. I was sure that sitting comfortably was not going to happen for Emily that day. After they headed back into Emily's room quietly, I called Kara. When she heard what I had done, she was stunned and relieved. We reminisced about the day my mother paddled my bottom hard. We realized it had changed both of our behavior back in 9th grade. I assured Kara that Emily and her friend Heather were going to be changed girls from that day forward as well.